A sermon entitled, What is Hope? A sermon entitled, What is Hope? Out of the book of Romans, chapter 4, verse 18. Romans 4, verse 18. I'll give you a little bit of time to try to find it. It's not too hard. It's right after the Gospels, right after the book of Acts. Then you'll find the book of Romans. 4, verse 18, a sermon entitled, What is Hope? Let's read. Who contrary to hope, in hope. See, I don't know about you, but it's telling me, in contrary to what hope is, he found hope. I try to figure God out sometimes, and I'm like, God, what are you trying to say? Let's read it again. Who contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. Let's pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Help us in all things. Your hand be upon us. Let us be able to see all that you have for us. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said. How many here this morning have ever said things like, I hope everything turns out okay. I hope the doctor's report is negative. I hope they make it home okay. I hope you don't do what I think you're going to do. I hope you're not mad at me. I hope that what I heard, that's not true. See, these are things this morning that many of us here have possibly heard maybe more than once in our lifetimes. See, what is meant by I hope? Are we wishing something is true or is not true? Paul wrote Romans. The book of Romans is one of the most important books in figuring out our salvation and our faith. Whenever somebody asks me, where should I start reading my Bible, if I don't say from Genesis, I say two books. I say you should start in John, because John tells you and I of knowing the love that God has for you and I. But also I tell them the book of Romans, because though in the book of Romans, it tells you and I of how you and I are to get saved. See, most of us here this morning, we've heard and we know the story of Abraham. God, for whatever apparent reason, chose this man. How many know that God doesn't make a mistake? Amen. God chose him to begin a nation of people that would follow God. God told Abraham that he was going to make him a great nation. And from him and his descendants the whole world would be filled. Your descendants shall be as the sand in the seashore or the stars in the sky. How many know this morning now? Amen. Have you ever looked up at the sky and said, okay, I lost count. Let me start again. See, there was just one problem with that promise. Abraham and his wife, Sarai, at that time, they had no children. Not only did they not have no children, but if we can say Sarah's womb was, you know, it's, I don't want to offend ladies, so but her womb was not reproducing anymore. I had to change the words that I put. Because her womb was almost dead. It was as good as dead. There was no more. There comes a point in our lives where things begin to shift and change in our bodies. This is not a biology class, amen, hallelujah, but that's just the way life comes. How many know that? See, that's what you and I think. If you're trying to start a family, how many know that this would not be the perfect couple that you would want to start with? Amen? Abraham, listen, I'm a young old man. But here it is, Abraham was old, and Sarah was there alongside with him. But yet, this morning, the Bible tells us that Abraham believed God nevertheless. He was 75 years old. God spoke to him. God told him this. And Abraham believed. See, the Bible tells you and I that God counted Abraham's faith as righteousness. See, many years had gone by. How many know that God tells us something? Listen, our human nature, God tells us something, and you start putting the little check marks on the years. I recently went to Cripple Creek, or some time ago I went to Cripple Creek with my wife, and we entered the old jail that was there. As we were going through, now they made it into a museum. We went through, we saw that there was check marks for the number of days that they had been there. How many know that that's what possibly had gone by? God, I'm 76. God, I'm believing you. No baby. Check mark. 80. God, now I'm putting the little line across. No baby. God, another 10 years go by. 10 more years go by. See, Abraham got older. He's now there at 100 years or old. Abraham was well past his baby time. Sarah's womb, amen, was no longer active. And we have to notice the wordage that the Apostle Paul, amen, he says, against all hope, Abraham in hope believed. The King James Version says, who against hope, believed in hope. How many know this morning that we cannot get it? How can you against hope have hope? See, it's like Abraham's hope is different than what our hope is. Romans 4, 18 through 21, who contrary to hope and hope believed so that he became the father of many nations according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was able to perform. See, Paul says Abraham was about 100 years old and almost as good as dead. Sarah's womb was also in that, they were in that same boat together. See, in fact, Abraham's faith increased, not decreased, as he got older, because Abraham was fairly persuaded that what God had said he was going to do. Let me ask you this morning. How many of us have gone through a week, a month, let alone a year? God, you spoke these things to me, and God, nothing's going. God, where are you at? Why have you not completed this? See, 25 years, folks. How many know 25 years is a long time? See, man's hope says Abraham was 100 years old. Sarah, amen, was too old to have babies. Really, there's no way that this can happen. See, that's what man's hope tells you and I. Abraham's hope said, my hope doesn't waver, because Abraham's hope was fully persuaded in what God says, not what you and I see. Can you and I this morning see the difference in one man and the others? See, one is what he sees happen or not happen. The other one just believes God because God said it. It's based on God. See, this morning, hope and faith are intertwined, but they're not the same thing. Hope is the desire for something that might be true or might happen. Faith is a firm confidence that something is true or will happen. See, Abraham had hope, but his hope was totally different than a human perspective of what hope is. Abraham didn't wish God would give him a son. He didn't wish that Sarah would get pregnant. Abraham had hope based on the fact that God is completely and totally trustworthy. Close the book. That's it. See, people might tell Abraham that he was too old to have kids. Abraham's response would be, God promised, it's going to happen. See, they would say, Sarah, you're well beyond. The warehouse is closed. Abraham would say, God said it, and I believe everything he says. Let me ask you this morning, church. Not what everybody else says. How do you believe? What do you believe? Has God told you something and you are now denying the fact because of the time frame that has passed by? See, what kind of faith do you have? A strong wish type? Or do we have a hope that is aligned and supported on who God and what his character is? Close the book, Pastor. Just do an altar call. Let me come to the altar this morning. See, our hope this morning is I hope everything turns okay. I hope the doctor's report is not what he said. I hope that my kids that are out late would make it home on time and safely. See, all this is a wish, not a hope in God. I wish that everything would be okay, that all would be all good. See, to a Christian like you and I, how many are Christians here this morning? See, to a Christian, hope is supposed to look completely, totally different. I'm behind the shield of faith right here. See, things may or may not turn out to be okay, but we still trust God. Because no matter what happens, how many know that God is still God? Can I tell you, in 2015, when I was diagnosed with cancer, I still had cancer. It didn't take the fact. But can I tell you one thing? I knew who God was. And every year I have to, for the VA purpose, I have to go and see my doctor. And the doctor, for now going on 11 years, Mr. Brajas, your cancer is untraceable. See, the doctor's report may be good or may be bad. But God promised that he would never leave or forsake you. Can you and I see the difference this morning? A Christian's hope doesn't become a sign of weakness, but it is there to show a strong faith in God. See, we may struggle. We may not be sure of what our future holds. Can I tell you, some of us don't even know what tomorrow is going to bring, let alone 5 years or 10 years from now. But we hold on to one thing, folks. We hold on to our faith in God. We don't become discouraged by our own weaknesses, because so much of life is completely and totally out of our hands. We have no way of ever knowing or ever being able to change the outcome. About a month and a half ago, I was coming up. It had snowed. My car was dirty. And it happened to be that my wife was not here. I said, God, why did it happen? But as I was, I went to the car wash, one of those spray car washes, and I said, I'm going to go and I'm going to take out all the sand and rock particles that are there. And as I came around the corner, there was a big car that was right here. Next to it, I can see that there was a Tesla car. But I didn't see that it had a trailer. I would have never thought, what is a Tesla doing with a trailer? But it had one. So as I came around the big truck that was hiding the trailer, I came around and it was like I got... I said, what was that? I said, did I go over the curb? I said, I'm on the truck. I said, I'm not going to, why, what did I hit something? I said, because it was covering it. See, the outcome didn't change. I hit that trailer. I can't say, God, cover up the dent on my front fender and don't let my wife see it. I said, God. Couldn't change the outcome. See, our hope this morning, folks, and we're going to close pretty soon. Our hope is not influenced by the circumstances we are currently in. See, we may end up where we are by our own decisions or because of other people's influence. Nevertheless, the circumstances that you and I find ourselves in right now are not too big for God to be able to resolve. How many know that? So how do you and I acquire this hope? Number one, you have to know who God is for you. I want to know the God that Mark knows. I want to know the God that Jesse knows. I want to know the God, and you can put whoever knows. You have to know God for yourself. You have to know who God is for yourself, not somebody else's, amen, perception of who God is. You have to know this morning who God is. You have to know His power and what He is able to do. You have to be able to put your faith on who He is. This morning, I want to encourage you to be able to make God a bigger priority in your life starting this morning. Pastor, that was one of my New Year's resolutions that I didn't keep. Well, get back to it. We're already in April, getting ready to hit May. Summertime's coming along. You can start again. Get to know who God is and make that your priority. If you do this, you, like Abraham, can hope contrary to hope. Because, see, Abraham saw. Can I tell you, Abraham said, you know what, I'm 75 years old, God. What did Sarah do as she came out of the tent as God was speaking to Abraham? Any Bible scholars? Huh? She laughed. Oh, God, you're funny. God, don't you know? The Bible says that Sarah laughed. Why did she laugh? Because, see, she knew. This morning, you are going to have to acknowledge that God has big power. Big powers this morning. That He can do what you and I think can't be done. Can I tell you that's who God is? When you think that wall is too big, God says, I can have you leap it over. When that bear comes at you, when that mountain comes at you, when that, that humongous thing that is able and it thinks that it's going to overpower you, God moves His hand. I don't know what He does, but He makes it happen. Because what you and I think is unattainable, God says it can happen. Do you and I believe those words this morning? Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed. You know, when I read that, I said, contrary to hope, in hope, he believed. Because God had spoken these things to Abraham. And even though the situation did not seem like it should have looked, Abraham still believed. Let me ask you this morning, if you're here in this place and you're not a Christian, you're not saved, you're not right with God, you can do that first thing this morning. You can surrender your life to Jesus. You can surrender your heart to the Lord. Pastor, here is my hand. I want to give my life to Jesus first and foremost. Maybe that's you this morning. You've never given or surrendered your life to Jesus. Can God touch your soul? Because that's what He wants to do most of all. Maybe you're backslidden in your heart. Your heart's not right. You made decisions in your life. And this morning, you're away from God. But you want to come back this morning. Would you simply do one thing? For God did not come into this world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. For all who call upon the name of the Jesus, it doesn't matter if you're backslidden or not. You can come back to Jesus, if that be you. Let me speak to you, church. Contrary to hope, in hope, Abraham believed. Maybe this morning, God had spoken things onto your life. And those things have probably, or maybe those things have not been fulfilled. The promise has not been fulfilled. Can you and I still believe God this morning? Can you and I this morning still believe. That's what Abraham is trying to, that's what the life here in Abraham's life, contrary to hope, in hope, Abraham believed. Our faith is not based on the circumstances or even the outcome. Our faith is to know that it is God who is in control of all things. God is. Maybe God is speaking to you right now. The altar is open. Come lay hold of God this morning. Come. Maybe time has gone by. Quizás el tiempo ha pasado. Y tu situación no ha cambiado. Estás en las mismas circunstancias. Pero nuestra esperanza no está fixada en cómo se resuelve la situación. Nuestra fe está puesta en el Señor. God, it's been a week and I'm still in the same situation. God, it's been a month and I'm still. God, it's been a year and I'm still. And you can put the time. Listen, God is above time. God is above all things. God. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, right now. God, I pray you would touch her. Minister, God. Help. Protect. Guide. Show her your embrace, God. Padre, te pido, Señor. Ayúdale, Señor, en el nombre de Cristo. Father, we thank you. God, I pray in Jesus' name. Oh, demuéstrale, Señor, todo lo que tú tienes para su vida, Padre. Todo lo que tú tienes para él, Señor. Contrary to hope. In that same Abraham still believed. God, my situation is still the same. Can you and I still believe? God, my situation has not changed. Can you and I still believe? God, why? Abraham still believed. See, that's what God is trying to get for you and I this morning. That contrary to how you see things, God is still working on our behalf. But you know what happens? And you know, and I don't want to just throw this out every single time, but we're spoiled. How many know that we are spoiled? And we're privileged because we live in a great nation. And we can pick up a little gadget that's about yay big or that big or that big, however big your phone is. You push a button and it tells you things of things that are going all over the world in an instant of time. That's how we want God to react when we are going through a situation in our lives. We want to press the go, search, and God pop it up. I got a resolve for you. Contrary to hope, in hope, it's amazing. It blows my mind. That time went by Abraham's faith was just as strong as when God spoke it. He didn't waver. He did not let it or release it and say, God, thank you for bringing me something to put my life in, but you let me down. God spoke it. He believed it. Can I tell you, Afia? God's spoken to you. And in some ways, you let it go because you're like, God, a lot of time has passed by. God wants to remind you this morning that what he spoke to you, he's going to make it through. Okay? You need to hold on to it. You need to believe God. You need to trust in God. Can I pray for you? Let's stretch out our hands, church. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray, God, that you would move. God, that you would hold her, God, steadfast in your hands. Father, we believe, God, that you are a rewarder of those that diligently seek you, God. And I pray this morning, God, bring her life to an encouragement this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's believe God, folks. The reason why there is so much doubt and unbelief in our lives is because we don't know the true nature or the full nature or character of who God is. And because of that, what we've learned out there, we want it to be in here. And God says, whoa, put the brakes. I don't move that way. Put your brakes. Slow it down. I don't work in your time. How many know that that just upsets us? But God truly wants to help you and I this morning that we can. We can this morning know who God is. Jesse, won't you close us in prayer?